This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, let's get into a tournament blitz. So much to discuss from the opening 4 days. This time, Mr. Rico Beard.
That wasn't Kenny. That was actually Mike this time.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, let's jump into some more tournament questions. My turn to ask you.
All right, what do you? I have all the answers.
Well,
I'm kidding.
First round game, the Big Ten won all their games.
Yes.
They're sending four to the Sweet 16. Did we not give Big Ten basketball enough credit this season?
Yeah, I guess. I still don't feel like...
Are they still haunted by not winning a national title since 2000?
Yes. And I still think right now, do any of these Big Ten teams have a real chance to win a national title? No. No. I mean, look, let's say it's Michigan. They got to beat Auburn. Beat Michigan State or Ole Miss, then beat probably Florida, then beat probably Duke. Like, no. Michigan State. Like, okay, we beat Ole Miss. Are we going to beat Auburn?
Then you have probably Florida.
Right. No.
And then Duke.
Maryland, forget it. The Queen took another step while we were talking about it. They shouldn't even be alive. They should have lost to Colorado State. And Purdue. They ain't ever winning nothing.
They get a home game.
Doesn't matter.
Against Houston.
Mascot wears sweatpants. Can't win a natty.
Okay. Mike, is Oregon's, or not Oregon, is UConn's coach, Dan Hurley, on the verge of having a Bob Knight meltdown?
Feels like it. I mean, I just, look.
I mean, I don't know if you saw you on social media when he left the court and basically said, I hope you guys don't get F like
I
we
know.
Did.
No, I watched the game. I mean, his behavior is bad enough. Did you watch the 60 Minutes feature on him?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's insane. And this is the problem. We empower these nutcases.
I mean, I'm really expecting that chair across the court or just the total meltdown.
I sadly, yes, because he seems completely unhinged.
Yeah, I just don't understand why he's so angry.
There's a difference between a Brad Underwood and a Tom Izzo or name a coach who might be grumpy. Then there's Dan Hurley, who should be starring in the next Mission Impossible as a deranged European crypto terrorist. Like, they're just... I don't get it.
Yeah.
So, yes, Rico. He scares me.
So, I'm going to ask you the question, Mike. Did Rick Pitino screw himself over by benching RJ Lewis?
No. I understand if people say yes. Just for me personally, no.
And for those who don't know, Big East Player of the Year.
He screwed himself because he built a roster that was incapable of taking and making threes and shooting an acceptable amount at the free throw line. And I think you and I weren't big believers in them making a big run. Why? The aforementioned things. Rico, when a guy's 3-for-17, I personally feel you might be mentally done. Like last night with Jace Richardson, he got to about 0-for-8 or 0-for-9. I go, well, he ain't coming back from that. He started throwing up zippity-doo-dah shots.
He could make layups.
Right. So I don't think so. But I totally get it if it's like, you know what? The guy got you here. You gotta let him play.
So that wasn't Patino's Ben Carter moment?
No, because he had a player with two legs to put in. It's different.
Like football, Mike, should college basketball rethink the way coaches and players can enter the portal and leave to go get jobs while the tournament is going on?
Yes, 100%.
Because, you know, Minnesota takes the Colorado State coach. Like, apparently talks were going on while the tournament was going on. This didn't happen overnight.
Yeah, Drake gets eliminated. Hi, I'm going to Iowa. By the way, Drake shouldn't exist. I said this Friday. Ban them for the way they play. But the fact is now they're replacing like their third coach in 5 years.
Yeah.
DeVries, Nedved, and now McCollum. And guess what, people? Open wide. You're about to get a taste of Drake Bulldogs basketball because now it's coming to Iowa. Over under 17.
Mike, I'm going to ask you, why do you feel there's been the lack of drama in the tournament this year?
NIL. I just think it exacerbates the problems we have in football because basketball, it only takes one or two players that can shift everything. And you're seeing the smaller schools, they can win their conference. They can put good teams out there. But they're losing their best guys. And it's always. So, yeah, I mean, Rico, I think it's the NIL. And I think it's doing damage to one of the most magical things we have in sports, which is the tournament. I'm not trying to be simplistic sarcastic.
No.
I truly believe it. It's the portal, and it's the NIL.
Yeah, I would say the same. Mike, more impressive.
Okay.
7 SC teams, almost half of the Sweet 16 coming from the SEC, or 4 new coaches to a program are in the Sweet 16. And Dusty May, Pope, Kevin Young, and Calipari.
I'm going to say the new coaches because of what we just talked about. It should be easy in the NIL era. Do you know how hard it is to inherit a roster or not inherit anyone and on the fly have to build a team capable of being talent-wise able to do this but then actually play together? Bill Self looking at you. Dusty May should be coach of the year. I think what he's done at Michigan's incredible. Cal, more tournament wins this weekend than he's had in 5 years, which I kind of like. He left Kentucky. They made him feel like he couldn't spell his name anymore.
Right.
I just think it's incredibly impressive to do that day one on the job. The SEC, top to bottom, it's superb.
I see. For me, it was the SEC because it kind of validated because it was like, okay, you put everybody in but two teams.
Yeah.
And they're almost half the Sweet 16, which goes back to our earlier prop bet of SEC or the field. You got to great chance at actually winning this thing.
True.
So
you realize, though, on a year-in, year-out basis from point forward, the Big Ten and the SEC are probably going to make up 33% of this tournament?
Yes.
That's gross.
Well, that was the next question, Mike. Do you realize there's only 4 conferences being represented in the Sweet 16? And ironically enough, the ACC, 1.
Well, that's Duke.
Yes.
Duke should be in the Intergalactic Conference. But yeah, no, Rico, it's sad to me. It is. But I'm an old head. Yeah. I miss the Pac-12. I miss the Big 12 proper. I just miss Styles making fights and the different conferences playing different ball. It's just done. The SEC's got 20 teams, man. The Big Ten, we got teams across the globe.
So why the fall off for the ACC?
Okay. Super, super interesting question. I think part of it is money. When you look at the SEC and you actually look at the makeup of it, take Duke and put Duke over here. Duke and North Carolina, move them over. Like Wake Forest has like 2,500 students. NC State's never been good at basketball. We took Maryland from them. Syracuse basically told their biggest booster to blow it out his ass. He no longer supports their NIL. Syracuse is a joke.
Miami?
Miami had a good run, and it crashed and burned, right? Bad portal cycle, 80-year-old coach. I think a lot of it with a lot of the member institutions, including places like VTech, Rico, I kind of question the money. I just don't think they can fund it the way these other conferences can.
Okay.
If that's a terrible take,
No. I mean, because when you think college hoops, ACC is king. And right now, they have one team. Now, it is Duke, which leads into the next question. Is this tournament simply Duke versus the world?
I said at the start, Duke and Auburn, and you can have the rest. I haven't seen anything that makes me change. So, yeah, sadly, I don't want to be right about that. But, yes, you don't casually drop a bomb on a team with multiple NBA players, including a top five pick in VJ Edgecombe. They demoralized Baylor. They murdered them.
Don't know if anybody stayed up to see the late night game, especially because it was going on concurrently with Michigan State. But, Mike, Arizona and head coach Tommy Loy, the job they did against Oregon, they were down, I think, like 25-7 early in the game. Caleb Love and those guys came back, found a way to win. Does Arizona have a shot against Duke?
Not unless they bring back Gilbert Arenas, Jason Terry.
Richard Jefferson.
Yeah, I mean, you got to bring them all back. Michael Wright, Michael Dickerson. No, I got nothing. Right. They're going to get crushed. Caleb will feel like he has to play even more hero ball. I think Arizona's going to get murdered.
All right, one last question. Who is the one team that you think not enough is being said about that's still playing in this tournament?
Arkansas. Because Michigan's getting the coverage. I feel like, so you're saying not enough?
Right. Like, they're in this thing, but yeah. It's like, if you ask people, like, hey, are they playing? And they'll be like, I don't know.
Arkansas was really impressive. It'd be Arkansas or Michigan. But I think Arkansas, because of the brand names they took down, higher quality of opponent. That's not a shot at Michigan. That's factual. I'd say Arkansas.
See, I was going to say probably Texas Tech, because I don't think anybody's even mentioned that they're still in the tournament. The team that's ironically playing Arkansas. You
know, okay. I can go there. JT Toppin.
Yeah.
Good thing he wasn't at New Mexico last night.
Yeah.
The portal giveth and it taketh away. You understand why that team would. I'll leave it alone. Yeah. But yeah, Patino, he may look like a goofball, but I don't think he's nearly as bad as people say he is.
No.
The son, not the dad.
No, I don't think he's going to be in New Mexico.
Where's he going?
I think he's going to be the latest in guys who will parlay this into a better job. I like to call it the coaching portal, where it's musical chairs, but I don't think he's going to be New Mexico State coach next year. New Mexico.
Don't mess that up. Like, hey, why can't Seth Davis get it right? Oh, I think Jace Richards for Michigan, and I'm like, well, 0-3 on that. Got the player in the school wrong. Guys, not hard. Two distinctly different schools with different uniforms.
Yeah. But I think that he's going to leave and probably take some of those players with him from New Mexico to whatever school he goes to next. So we'll see. Anyway,
that's Tournament Blitz.
The College Tournament Blitz 97.1.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Cruising along on a Monday. A little spicy early in the show, but I don't really think it changed anything. We're having a good time with it. We'll get to the Michigan and Michigan State callers. Look, it's great both schools are still in, but we built on something the morning show did. You know, do you want Michigan, Michigan State part three? Rico and I say no. I already beat them twice. There's nothing to gain. I'm bored by it. And I actually hate when the two teams play now. And that's just really 25 years of doing this job. I'm essentially just tired of all of it. There's no winning. Even when you win, you lose. So for me, no, I don't care. Oh, and that just started a firestorm, which is silly to me. But Kenny, we have to check on ticket techs. I'm sorry.
It's quite all right, Mike.
Kenny's quite all right. Kenny is so stressed. Listen, it could be worse. We could be talking wings.
Yeah, well, let's check the ticket techs, Mike. Here, let's look at these here.
Kenny has opted out.
Yeah, I have nothing positive to say. You don't want to hear what I have to say about that team. I love how MSU is not Michigan's rival unless it's convenient for Michigan for them to be their rival.
No, we are your rival, and you're making things up. I'm saying I choose not to enjoy that anymore. I've said that now for 2 years.
Yeah, that's the program that says we have a their only state's rival in basketball. In football, you're the fifth best rival, and that's after right. Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Now they want to make it a big thing.
And then the Amazing Blue game, spring game.
This is no longer a rivalry. A real rivalry needs mutual respect. There is none here.
Yeah, I agree completely. It's just not for me anymore. You get to a point where it's like, okay, it's dumb. It's dumb. All of it.
And then more of the likes of this. MSU fans want to be UNC, Kentucky, and Duke so bad. You guys aren't the juggernauts you think you are.
No, we're not, because we haven't won a title in 25 years. We're not those schools. See, it's very disarming if I am honest. You're not going to do that gotcha stuff with this day part. No one's been harder on Izzo than me. Michigan State fans hate me for my approach. Swing and a miss, Spank. Like, no, we're not Duke. We're not North Carolina. In fact, we've got to win a second title to even be allowed in that restaurant.
Yep.
So, I don't know. Try a different day part. Maybe you'll get a better response. No, I agree with you.
And then there's a bunch that just say, be a little bit more bitter, Sparty. That's from John. Okay, all right,
hold on, relax.
It's nonsense, dude.
No, well, I know. They're proving my point. What am I bitter about? That my team is in the Sweet 16? That we have a game to watch Friday? What am I bitter about? Saying that Dusty May's done an incredible job. What? Guys, at least write things that make a little bit of sense or are at least loosely based in reality.
I just like the idea that you say, I don't want to participate in this anymore. And then the response from them is, oh, you're bitter, oh, you're jealous, oh, you're not this, you're not that. Yeah, no. That's not what we're talking about.
No, dude. Here's what it is, okay? I'll just, let's level set. Straight up. Guys, I'm 44. I've been doing this for 25 years. I made my bones on this rivalry, okay? And I fought the good fight for a long time. I have bad news for you. At 44, I got way better stuff going on in my life than sitting here getting death threats over a football game, okay? I know that's breaking news. Guys, I don't like you. You don't like my school. Hell, you don't like me, even though you don't know me. The point is, I'm done. You won. Because it doesn't matter. State has drubbed Michigan almost exclusively for 25 years. It doesn't matter. Football, we had a decade of dominance. We did it all. It didn't matter. Nothing matters. Because there's no respect. It's a gross rivalry.
Well, football was because, you know, Rich Rod and bad inferior coaches.
Right. The whole point I'm making is I'm done with it. Like, there's nothing there for me anymore. Like, of course, you can watch the game and want to win. But you know what I'm done with? Days like today. First 10 years of my career, every day was this today. I don't need this. I got better stuff in my life. So, yes, I'm sorry that, like, I moved on a little bit. Now, I come in here and I give you everything I got for 4 hours a day, plus the digital products. I've never wavered. I don't like Michigan. I don't have to. And you don't like State. Respect. But the games and the nonsense and 25 years of it, nah, it ain't for me no more. It is not what it used to be. That as bad as that rivalry could have been, the rivalry now, it's reached dumb phase. It's like a bad SNL skit. So I'm like Shane Gillis. I would need a couple of beers in order to be able to tolerate the rivalry. If you know the skit, it's hilarious. If you don't, YouTube it. Couple of beers. Yeah. It's a new drink they yeah. have. And it would get me into a... But like, I don't know what people want. So basically, the only way to win this is for me to basically say everything you want me to say. Say that what? I need your validation? I don't. Say that my fandom requires beating Michigan? To what?
See, I would even say maybe this would have some validity, Kenny, except Michigan fans didn't want to talk about Michigan basketball for weeks.
Months.
And it was like, hey, guys, your team is good. You're at the top of the Big Ten. Nothing.
David's a Michigan fan. He said they wouldn't win a game. Yeah. Who's the one who said, David, you're being ridiculous?
Yeah.
Me. I didn't pick against them against San Diego. We solicited calls. We attempted to have conversation. Do you know what show got calls about Michigan basketball? None of them. Let me help you. This is one of the most powerful sports stations in America, with arguably, on a per capita basis, the biggest audience in America. Guess what? Not a single show could get you to engage. So don't give me that Sparty radio stuff when the rest of this station has a Go Blue logo on their paycheck.
Brother,
don't do that.
Mike, I told Rieger I would absolve his debt because he lost both Michigan State games.
I know.
Rieger, if you can get 11 phone, you can get full phone lines, I'll take away your debt. Couldn't get it.
And it's funny, the response that we got is so disproportional to the way that it is on every other show. But this show specifically, you say, I'm not interested in this anymore. Michigan fans take this as a shot across the bow.
Why aren't you looking at me? Yeah, I'm special. You should be looking at me. You should be worried about me.
No, I think that the issue for me is, and this is what kills them. Guys, whether you cheated or not, you won a national title in football. What, did the world end? Like, what exactly is on the other side of Michigan State losing to Michigan in basketball? You guys act like Leviathan is going to pop up from one of the Great Lakes and just swallow up the state of Michigan. I'll never like losing to Michigan. But you know what I really don't like anymore? Even playing them. It's a waste of my time. Case in point, go 2 weeks ago. You acted a fool at our home court, and the move that is done is you gaslight people into making them feel they're insane. No, you acted like a fool. So did your coach. Now, I could say Dusty's coach of the year. I could say he's done a great job. In that afternoon and the 72 to 96 hours afterwards, I thought he acted like a fool. The media tour, the woe is me stuff, trying to litigate MSU's senior day tradition. No, no, we're not changing it for you. It's never been an issue with anybody else except you. It's always you. It's just like Michigan with the tunnel stuff. No issues have ever happened with any school almost ever. Yet you had one with Penn State. You had one with us. You had two with us. Yeah, you had one with Ohio State. And then here's the best part. You're the same fan base and school who would moan. Like, you would be incessant. You'd be like a cow in labor if someone planted a flag on your field but could not possibly understand why Ohio State was angry about it when you did it to them.
Bro, they're the same fan base that still talks about decades ago when Ohio State tore down the banner.
Right, okay, the point I'm making is all of those things are why I don't need the rematch. Because I know the playbook. There's not even joy in it anymore. It doesn't matter. And to Rico's point and to the point I just made to you, it's very disingenuous to act like you're this fervent fan base for your basketball program when you're not. So just don't. It's okay. Say you're having a good time with it. But spare me the faux passion. Now, football, we know you're all in. We know you're the biggest fan base in America. Noted.
Mike, they had a chance to lock up and win the Big Ten or at least get a share of the title when they play Maryland for their senior night. The place was empty. Well, not empty, half full or half empty, depending on how you notice things.
That's the point. So that's why it's just, and again, the football thing. Well, first of all, very hard to be passionate about a rivalry when your team can't get out of bed. MSU is essentially living my 600-pound life. They need like a gurney to get out of bed. So we're terrible. Great. You guys are awesome. Like we're garbage juice. The point is, even when we're not and we beat you, it doesn't matter. There's always something else. So yes, in general, I'm just over it. Like, yeah. I care about other stuff more, including sports.
Lucky play.
No, I didn't.
It rained.
Yeah. What about Spartan Bob? No, I had to. I'm sorry. I had to. Could Kenny just give me one moment of levity? But I'm answering the texter.
No, my favorite one was the 17 when it rained on half the field.
I know. Only when John O'Korn was throwing the ball.
Right.
And again, I mean, the height of it, if you don't believe me, there's an actual article following Logogate that championed Michigan's restraint. Like, you guys, you know what? It's fine. I'm the equivalent of, like, in certain states, like, that are always blue or always red. Like, I always laugh, like, why even do the Electoral College? Like, if somebody's a Democrat in Utah, save yourself the trip to the booth. You're not winning. It's the same thing here. Right. Being a Spartan in Metro Detroit, call it. Right. You don't even need to cast a ballot.
You're going to be a Democrat in Texas?
It's pointless. It's an absurdity.
Right.
It's like being a Republican in Connecticut. Not happening.
Yeah.
That's my whole point. Guys, I don't know what you want. It's not 2010 anymore. You want the Royal? God bless. You're going to talk regardless. Yeah. All right, to the people, shall we? Kenny, how about those wings? Let's go to Chad on a cell, 97.1. Chad, what's going on, pal?
Hey, Mikey. This is right up my alley. I could talk about this for days. Now, from someone like you, I could totally understand it. Or any fan that just doesn't want to deal with the rivalry anymore and doesn't want to hear about it, especially when Michigan State's the better team. They won both games by 15. So if Michigan gets lucky and winds up winning a game in the tournament in a one-and-done scenario, you're never going to hear about the end of it. But it's kind of the way I always felt in football growing up when we were the better program, we did things, we went to big bowl games, we won big games, and you'd rise up, win your little Super Bowl. It would drive me crazy because it's like, you're a 6-6 team. I don't care that you got lucky and beat us. You suck. and it's the same way here. I get frustrated because it's just like, I totally get what you said. Michigan fans are arrogant. I totally understand by what you mean by it's a cult. But I think Michigan State's a cult too, just in a completely different way. You know, like, I got buddies who think Mark D'Antonio should be considered one of the five greatest college football coaches of all time.
Oh, dear.
That's insanity to me. That's insane to me. I mean, I got a buddy of mine that would be... Hello, deposit. Thank you. Sorry about that. And it's just, I totally get it. Now, for the players, you know, I can see where they feel like, I'll play them again. Yes.
Okay.
I can see where they feel like, I'll play them again. We'll play
of
them again.
Of course. Listen, players, absolutely. But that's, Chad, the whole premise of this is, why is it this villainous thing to say, no, I don't need to play Michigan a third time? For my goals are winning a national championship. Who Michigan State beats, doesn't beat, I don't care. I also hate the idea I'm talking about a game that I don't know we're going to get to. Ole Miss is no joke. And MSU currently is a 2.5-point favorite. And I still have PTSD from what Chris Beard did to us about 5-6 years ago. So my whole point was, why, and it started this morning with the Go Blue Hour, why are you vilified if you're a Spartan or a Wolverine? You say, I'm not interested in it. I'm fine if you want it. If you're a Michigan fan, you should. You're 0-2 against State. You want to beat your rival and move on and end Izzo and the whole bit. That's fine. What's our motivation? We're at a beach twice. And I've given you my perspective, which is unique because I do this for a living. The less I deal with Michigan fans, the better. More peaceful. It's opening day coming up. I got baseball things to do. We got the Pistons in the playoffs. You know what I don't have on my bingo board? Dealing with delusional cultists. I'd rather just move on. Yeah. Now, again, I'll put up with the football fans. Why? Because you care. Because you're there every Saturday.
You represent.
You watch the games. I can talk to you. You know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to talk to people who helicoptered in and are wearing their Chris Webber shorts from 93 that are four sizes too small. That's insulting. You were nowhere to be found. And now you want to call in and threaten people and get all insane. And because what?
Because you're scared and you're soft.
Because I'm bored of it. We already beat you twice by a combined 30 points. What do you want me to do?
And that's what I really hope for the people in the back who are listening. The games weren't close. If the games were buzzer beaters, if the games were, you know what, 2 or 3 points, yeah, it would be fun. It was a combined score of 30. Yeah, I'm good.
Let's go to the people. Go to John. He's in Royal Oak, 97.1. John, are you back? There's no... All right. I don't care if John is even screwing with us. This is the best thing I've had all year. This is fabulous. I don't care. If John is really snoring, I want a wellness check on John. If he's effing with us, I don't care because it means he's hung on for an hour and a half just to eff with us. I'll go to Dante. He's up next. 97.1.
I am so sorry. That is just hysterical.
It's the best. I don't even care if he's messing with us. It's fabulous.
I think he's asleep. He probably works, you know, after mornings or something. I don't know. It's funny. Anyways, great show again. At first, I was like, oh, God, no more negativity. I can't take it. I mean, Mike, I love you. I've listened to you for 25 years plus, maybe when you were on AM way back when. Rico, you guys do a great job. Everybody, Kenny, whoever, David, you guys are all great.
Thank you.
My perspective is different. I will say this. I have some dear friends, kind of like you, Mike, on the opposite side. How shall I say this? And forgive me, I'm distracted by this beautiful 70-degree weather in Nashville. Oh. This is why I moved here.
I thought he was trying to be funny, it's not.
No, I know. See, Rico, Mike, you guys, you're my connection to Detroit. I listen to you guys, and trust me. Mike, you were spot on. Let me tell you, audience, you guys, you don't know how good your show is until you move to another American city and then realize how bad sports radio is elsewhere.
Well, thank you.
So, I mean, I love your show, and again, I hate Michigan State, maybe more than you hate Michigan, but for different reasons. But I like going to my friends who are, you know, alumni and whatnot. We stay away from that, you know, or at least we're civil. You know, we can have little, you know, whatever. We don't take it, like, to the nth degree or even – to the point of it's uncivil. You know, it's just different. But I will say this. There was something you said about fan bases and wearing whatever. Okay, I'm in Nashville. You got Vanderbilt here. This is kind of like Indy or Chicago of the SEC. You know what I mean? As far as sites. There's all the SEC tournament was here last week. Fans, it seems like there's like everywhere you look, there's people wearing Florida this, Alabama that, Ole Miss this, you know. A lot of Ohio State, too, and a ton of Michigan. So you get to talk to them. I just presume they're alumni. You know what I mean? You get to talk to them, and that, by and large, is vastly what it is. But the acidity, the negativity, experience in with Michigan State fans, for example, is kind of absent from what I've seen. I've been down here 4 or 5 years now, you know, and we're assuming, you know, there are Walmart Wolverine fans, if you will. And maybe there are, you know, I guess, you know, let's face it. If you're polite and you're nice, you know, you're not going to go like the way you've been talked to today earlier. Some of the guys said whatever the guy's name that said something to you, Rico, and you, Mike, it was just, I can't believe you let him go on as long as you did. But hey, maybe it was a good radio for some.
No,
people,
I mean, you know? To me, it's like, look, I wanted to give him a chance to be a human being. I genuinely try to do that unless someone really calls up and they just.
And Dante, you want to just have a conversation and discussion with people. You can disagree.
Yeah.
That's okay. But let's just be civil about it.
Amen to that. We could use more of that in the rest of our lives, you know?
Yeah.
Especially with everything else that's going on. You know what I mean? We're just so.
But Dante, you've nailed it.
We seem to live in silos, you know?
No, we do. And look, you've nailed it. It is that level of awfulness that I've just kind of said, you know what? None of it's worth it to me. I mean, Dante, and I appreciate it, we're up against it. It's just, that's my whole point. The rivalry doesn't mean to me what it used to. Breaking news. And you don't get to say, well, it's because you're bad. No, MSU basketball is not bad. And MSU basketball never stopped beating Michigan.
No,
it's universal. I'm done with all of it.
Mike,
ridiculous.
I'm with you. The rivalry, I mean, it was the anticipation of the game. Now, you know what the best part of the rivalry is?
When it's over.
When it's over. And it's just like, you know what? I don't have to talk about this. I don't have to think about this for a while until next season. Because you don't want to deal with the vitriol. You don't want to deal with all the slander. It's like, dude, the fun of the game, it's long since gone away.
You've said it all. Kenny, how about those wings? 248-539-9797.
You still on the bandwagon? Okay.
You know it's bad if Kenny won't even respond.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.